Welcome to In Conversation with Lyndon Terracini, the podcast where we meet the extraordinary talents, both on stage and off, working at Opera Australia. These conversations were all originally filmed for our streaming service, OA TV. You can find more online at tv.opera.org.au, as well as full productions and behind-the-scenes footage. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to OA TV. And my very special guest today, Stacey Allowam. Many of you will have seen Stacey on stage here in Australia, but she's also having a wonderful career internationally. So Stacey, maybe you'll tell us a little bit about your earlier life. You were born in Australia, but your parents come from Mauritius.
That's correct.
Did you come from a musical family?
I did come from a musical family. My great-grandmother plays the piano. Mm-hmm. My grandfather plays the cornet, my great uncle plays the violin, and he was also the decorateur of the opera house in Mauritius. Uh-huh. And they both played in the orchestra.
Oh,
In Mauritius. And my grandmother plays the mandolin and uncle plays the violin.
Well, it's an extremely musical family.
Yes.
Did you all make music at home? Was that a common thing after dinner?
So because my ancestors were very musical, I think I've brought music back to the family. Mm-hmm. But they used to have a tradition that every Sunday they would gather and, like a salon, play music mm-hmm. together. Yeah.
Fantastic. That must have been terrific.
Yeah, I wish I could have been able to be involved in that, that aspect of the life that they lived,
But obviously that's come through in the genes.
Exactly.
And you're expressing it now.
Exactly.
So you started studying in Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
And then I first heard you when you auditioned for the Schools Company.
Yes.
And I remember it very clearly. And so we engaged you and that went very well and you've done country tours. You've been a young artist with Opera Australia. And then you've started singing internationally. And I know you were singing Gilda in Rigoletto in Bregenz. It's a wonderful outdoor stage. Do you want to talk a little bit about that experience?
Well, it was a fabulous experience. Mm. I think through my training with Opera Australia, I think that actually helped me a lot because I had just come off the back of a season in Melbourne doing my debut as Gilda. Mm. And then I had already done Handa Opera on Sydney Harbour doing Carmen. And so both those experiences combined on the Bregenzer Festspiele stage really set me up really well. Incredible. I sang Caro Nome from 15 metres suspended in the air in a helium balloon, which was incredible. And
And you've also, you've already sung Violetta in La Traviata for Opera Australia, and you were to sing it on the Harbour Stage this year for Handa Opera on Sydney Harbour, but unfortunately the COVID-19 put an end to that. But I was at one of the rehearsals, one of the latter rehearsals, and I must say it was really wonderful to hear you singing it and performing it in a lovely production by Constantine Costi, which was looking really fantastic. So without giving too much away, I'm sure we'll be doing that not too far into the future. But there are a number of other roles that you've been working on. Would you like to talk a little bit about those?
Yes, so I've been working on Marguerite mm-hmm. in Faust, mm-hmm. just occupying my time really during this downtime, but trying to make the most of it.
Yeah.
And I also enrolled in a short course with the New South Wales TAFE, mm-hmm. Doing a statement of attainment in business administrative skills. So that's certainly keeping
always
me
very
busy.
Good for a singer.
Exactly. The business side of things, I
exactly.
think.
Yeah.
I'm working on some other things that I probably shouldn't say coming in the future. Don't want to reveal any upcoming seasons.
But you have a great affinity for singing, not only in Italian, but particularly in French. It seems to suit you very well.
Yes, I think because of my heritage and my parents speak French at home, mm-hmm. although they didn't speak to me directly when I was growing up. Mm-hmm. But I just really love the language, and I've always had a passion for French music and romantic music. And so also because in Mauritius, where my parents grew up in Mauritius, opera was a very big part of the Mauritian culture. Mm. And because as it was a French colony, many French migrants lived there. Mm. And so they wanted to bring their own traditions from France. Mm. And so I've just always been brought up with these French traditions and European traditions. Mm. And yeah, I just love it.
I'm not sure whether it's still operating, the opera house in Mauritius, but it used to be an important opera house. I know a lot of Italian singers that sang there. They used to be guest artists. And it was a very important house.
Yes, it was. so the travelling troops from France
used
to come during the European summer to come to Mauritius and enjoy beautiful, glorious beaches and the sunshine and perform in the opera house. Mm. And unfortunately, it's not operating nowadays. I think the tradition's been lost a little bit over the years. But for me, it's a very big part of my heritage, and it's very special to me.
No, and it's extremely important. So today, you're going to sing something in French for us.
Yes.
Would you like to tell us a little bit about that?
So I'm going to sing Les Nuages, and actually a singer that you know, Mauritian tenor, Henri Wilden, introduced me.
I sang with Henri.
Yes, I know. And he introduced me to this composer, Francis Thomé, and he was a Mauritian-born composer. Mm-hmm. He left in early childhood, which was common in those days, to study in France. But this composition is by him, and it's about the clouds that are in love with the stars. But unfortunately, the stars are way too high, and that the clouds will never be able to reach the stars.
Oh, that sounds beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Well, Stacey, thank you for joining me here today, and we look forward to hearing you sing.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you for listening to In Conversation with Lyndon Terracini. We hope you've enjoyed the chat, and we'd love for you to subscribe to the podcast. That way, you'll get each new episode as they're released. We also hope to see you in the theatre in the not-too-distant future. And you can stay up to date with all we've got going on at opera.org.au.